On the Waterfront by Bud Schulberg. Read by William Hootkins. Across the Hudson River from the grubby harbor town of Bohegan, little squares of light were coming on all over the seaport metropolis. The massive verticals of the skyline were softening into a continuous range of man-made mountains. Soon the dusk would darken into night. Along one of the Bohegan docks, a Portuguese freighter was working under lights, the winches humming and growling, where the longshoremen, 50 and 60-year-old Irishmen and Italians, were proudly able to keep up with the younger men, the 30-year-olds out of World War II. Here in Bohegan, when they weren't short-ganged, they worked in teams of 22, 8 on the hold, 8 on the dock, 4 on the deck, along with a couple of high-low drivers, and they knew each other's rhythms. They worked at a regular, easy, knowing pace, making the most dangerous work in America look safe and casual. Loading and unloading is an art and a fever. The dock boss is on you all the time. Unload, load, and turn her around. The faster she puts a cargo down and picks up another, well, that's where the money is. Do a 3-day job in 2, and there's your profit. Legitimate profit, that is. Oh, there's plenty of the other kind, for the mob who's got the local and the Bohegan piers in its pocket. More ways to skin this fat cat than you would ever dream. You take $16 billion worth of cargo moving in and out all over the harbor every year, and if the boys siphon off maybe 60 millions of it in pilferage, shakedowns, kickbacks, bribes, short gangs, numbers, trumped-up loading fees, and a dozen other smart operations, why, who cares? The shipping companies? Not so you could notice it. The longshoremen? Most of them are happy or anyway willing just to keep working. The city fathers? That's a joke on the waterfront. The people, the public, you and me, all we do is pay the tab. The extra 6 or 7% passed on to the consumer, because the greatest harbor of the greatest city of the greatest country in the world is run like a private grab bag. At the river's edge on the Bohegan side, where the ancient Hudson American piers extended 300 yards into the great harbor, the water was brackish and thinly carpeted with bits of splintered wood, half-capsized beer bottles, oil slick, dead fish, and an occasional contraceptive. Midstream, the river was deep and magnificent, but here at the edge it was a watery dump. On water-worn stilts over the shallow water was a 2-room boathouse that had belonged to the Bohegan Yacht Club in some distant, more elegant past. Now, the Bohegan Yacht Club was inhabited by sportsmen of another stripe. A sign over the door read, Longshoreman's Local 447. Everyone knew what 447 stood for in Bohegan. Johnny Friendly. And everyone knew what Johnny Friendly stood for. Johnny Friendly was president of the local, and vice president, secretary, treasurer, and delegate, for that matter, although he had some of his boys filling those slots. More than that, he was a vice president of the Longshoremen's District Council. More than that, he was the way you got and kept a job in this section of the waterfront, the only way, except for some special favor guys sent down from the mayor's office. Johnny Friendly had the build of a 200-year-old oak cut off a few inches short of 6 feet. He had the kind of build the tough ones have, when they've made a bundle or two and liked their Heineken beers and the $5 steaks garnished with fat fried onions and oversized baked potatoes. There was a coating of fat over Johnny's muscles that didn't conceal their existence or the potential violence they represented. He had a way of squeezing your shoulder while he talked to you, if he liked you. He was always good for 50s and C notes, peeled off the fat roll, and a pat on the back, and a gravelly voice, "Ah, that's all right, I understand. Forget it." A real big man around Bohegan.